On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday the 24th of August. Let's find out what happened on this day.
He was born in 1759, so William Wilberforce is no longer with us, but he was the English anti-slavery campaigner.
Jean-Michel Jarre, the French musician and composer today, is 73.
Of course, best known for his Oxygen work. Amazing music. Julie Anthony, the Australian singer, is today 72.
British comedian and playwright Stephen Fry turned 64.
Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
Steve Guttenberg, the US actor who's best known for his role in the Police Academy movies, is today 63.
I don't know, I think he was pretty big in Three Men and a Baby as well. It was a great movie.
True.
The American actress Marlene Matlin today turns 56.
Former Australian swimmer John Seaven is 55. I'm sure he still swims today, but he was an Olympic swimmer at one stage.
US comedian David Chappelle today turns 48.
And Rupert Grint, the English actor who played the role of Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
You'll pay for that one, Malfoy. Eat slugs!
Is today 33.
It was on this day in 1853, the first potato chips were prepared by George Crumb in New York after a customer complained that his French fries were too thick.
The waffle iron was patented by Cornelius Swarthout on this day in 1869.
In 1891, Thomas A. Edison received a patent for a movie camera.
Elvis recorded this song.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
Yeah, Love Me Tender in 1956.
In 1958, Bobby Darin recorded this song.
Neil Diamond recorded the album Hot August Night in 1972.
In 1981, the Church of England officially became the Anglican Church of Australia.
Ukraine declared independence from the USSR in 1991.
And in 2018, Scott Morrison became Prime Minister of Australia.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 24th of August.